views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. It is great to be back with you, and welcome to the show. If you're brand new to the show, we talk all about the metaphysics, the angels, our spirit guides, and everything about positive living and being connected on a spiritual way and growing in our ascension. So we look at all of the different things that way on the show. That's what our focus is. And today, wow, it has been a very interesting last couple of weeks with all of the retrograde that was going on. We have all kinds of interesting noises going on around me. I think it's my neighbors moving in, so you might hear some weird stuff. I don't know what they're doing over there, but okay. Anyway, they have been coming to me quite a bit in animal spirit guide form. And as they were coming, I've had four different ones to share with you. I've had a lot, actually. Not all of them were to share with you. Some of them were for my growth personally. But the ones I want to share with you today had messages for all of you. And some of it is going to come from, so you'll have something to relate to in the last couple of weeks up into where we are right now, and you'll see that. While I was doing that, I pulled out my pastels and I sketched each one of these power animals because I'm connecting with them a little bit more, just, you know, really getting into the energy of what they wanted to communicate. And to be quite honest, I can't wait for the next one because I really feel a connection that way. Creativity is very much a connection form. Mine is painting or art or drawing, and I love that. Some people it's writing, some people it's literally just walking in nature. I do a little bit of everything. I'm not just one type of way of connection. And I love sharing that with you because you may have a unique way that works for you that may not be how everybody else does it or even how I do it. I want you to know that there is no one way to connect with spirit guides, angels, the divine, your higher self. I don't see it that way. I've been blessed to see many different perspectives, and I see how it works for some people in one way and some people another, and I know how it works for me. I share how it works for me. My goal when I'm working with my clients or teaching a class or just sharing on the show here is for you to know that the sky's the limit, you know, with what your potential is in your growth. And that's why you're here, especially right now. The time we have right now on Earth is crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy time. It's the biggest transformation, you know, of course, that we've ever seen while we've been here. But just looking through history, it's a big one. It's a really big one. And the planetary alignments, you'll hear me address that, which we have just gone out of the retrograde. The Mercury retrograde ended yesterday. Yay. So we're now moving forward. So for the last few weeks, you were probably wondering about what you wanted to change up or what you didn't want to change up. And now we're going to move into a time where it's time to do some of that decision making. Not even just decision making, actually being proactive and doing something about it. If it needs to end, it needs to end. If it needs to change, change it. Now's your opportune time to really let the universe know in a very clear way what it is you want to spend your time doing while you're here. What is it you want to do? Everything in a goal is for our soul growth and to grow. I mean, you know, there's this saying, you know, if you're trying to find happiness, it's not really something that you'll find. It's something that you allow to happen in your life. It really is like that. And once you realize you've been chasing your tail, you know, you've just been going in circles trying to make something happen, and you just stop trying to do the life, you know, just stop trying to do everything and go into a mindset of allowing, it just completely changes everything. It completely changes everything. So this last quarter of the year is going to be big. It's an opportune time to really step your game up. If you've been going through a lot of like physical detoxing or you've been feeling overwhelmed, don't lose hope now. And a lot of the messages I'm going to be bringing to you will help walk you through some of that with what I had come through. Now, angels came through and four animal spirit guides. So it's really kind of cool. I mean, I had a great time working with this, and some of the plans that I had for what I wanted to do here and now and then with everybody, you know, they kind of put a stopper on me too. They said, hang on a minute, we want to show you some things before you proceed. And I'm being humble with that because I really believe as a teacher in this, I have to tell you, I'm learning while I'm teaching you, and all of them out there are. I mean, nobody is an expert with something like this. So the expert thing, you know, they like to label it like that out there, like you're an expert at this and that. If I'm an expert, it's an expert at being passionate about growing and sharing whatever it is that I learn as I go along the way. And that's coming from my heart. That's the truth. That's what I'm about. I want you to know that you can find your unique way. And if anything that I share helps you do that, then great. You might try an approach and then it leads you to another one, you know, or another one or another one. I really think that's the goal. And we have to be proactive right now. You want to be proactive in it. Some of you are going to be feeling really tired or overwhelmed. And what are you focusing on? If you're focusing on that negative news out there, you don't want to tell the universe that's what you want more of, do you? It is crazy out there because you're seeing third dimension thinking and mentality. And then you're seeing a lot of you may be feeling the conflict. If you're watching this show, you probably are. You're feeling, wait, it's different. I feel different. I want something else. I want something more positive. I want to put my focus somewhere else. Then do that. Put your focus and your energy on what you want. That creates more of that versus giving all the energy to all these things that are out there trying to scare everybody half to death. And all the crazy manipulation and lying and you name it, it's out there. And boy, is it showing. And there's also an interesting thing happening. It's kind of being exposed for what it is. And people that really want change, they're calling them. They're calling their bluff. They're going, you know, I don't know about that anymore. I don't know about that. I don't blame you. I've been doing that too. I'm going, I don't know about that anymore. And so I'm in a deep research mode right now. And so each week I share with you what I'm picking up. Now, let me tell you a little bit about angel connection and spirit guide connection, because it's, you know, if you're new to that, and I've had people ask, this is a common question. They're scared that they're not connecting to the right thing or something bad, or maybe you grew up in religion that told you don't do that, that's evil. And that is something you're going to have to make a decision on your own about. I'm not going to try and bash any religion. That's not what I do. I'm sharing that there is nothing to fear with a divine support team. I can't imagine. I grew up scared to death of everything, my shadow. I mean, I had to have the nightlight. I mean, I had a lot of that going on because I was very awake as a very, very young child. It never really shut down for me. So I know what that can be like. If you have children like that, that might be having few, you know, they're feeling more. We don't want to shut it down. We want you to learn. And I say I'm working with a divine team. We want you to learn discernment, not fear. There's discernment in it. And just learning about it and with the intention of, I want to connect with divine that will lead me to the best outcome and for positive and, you know, for healing and all that good stuff. And you can shield up and say no to the things that are trying to come in and manipulate and change up and cause the chaos. You know, if there's a lot of drama going on, then what do you think's that? You know, that's all that chaos and confusion. And that's not high energy. That's not positive frequency. So spirit guides are assigned to us at birth, like we have a guardian angel assigned to us at birth. And spirit guides did live as humans here on Earth at one point, and as a dedicated service, and, you know, on the other side, they are here to support and help us along and kind of work on our behalf and help us out. They don't do things for us, just like the angels. They guide, okay? It's not about telling you what to do, because that's why you're here, to learn how to make choices for yourself and be confident in it. Oh, yes. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to share those four spirit animal guides that came to me during the show. And when we come back from break, we're going to start going into that. And I did bring some of the pictures of some of the drawings. I'll share it with you. Please keep in mind, they're just quick sketches I did in like 20 minutes. They're not full-blown masterpieces, but no time to do it during the show like that. I did them as they came in and while I was in a meditative state working with the paintings. It's kind of like automatic painting. Anyway, please stay with us. This is going to be a fun show with lots of insight for where we're going now, now that we're past all that retrograde. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. When we come back, we're going to keep going with angels and spirit guides with all the great messages they have for us. Stay with us.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soul Tech Chair.
the Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound vibration and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
We are back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Or you might be watching our live video stream. You can check that out at my website, jenroyster.com, J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R.com. We're live streaming video and we're on the radio with WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island and TransformationTalkRadio.com. So that's the audio. So here we go. Now, I'm going to start with the first one that I picked up a couple of weeks ago. And I think I mentioned it last week, but I'm going to go into the insights of that. I'm going to start with that one, even though it was 2 weeks ago, because it'll give you something to relate to with what you were feeling in the last couple of weeks with all the overwhelm and maybe the symptoms, the headaches, the emotions, you name it. And I was completely awestruck. I had asked every day for angels and guides to support me in what I can share, what I can learn, and what I can teach and share with another. So the first one that came in, and let me bring it up, was the crab. I'm going to bring it up in my little window there. And this is just a pastel quick sketch, okay? And it was interesting. So this was the first one, and I'm just drawing this crab, and I'm going, talk to me. You know, this is what I do. I'm in that moment of meditation. It's kind of an active meditation for me, and I'm listening. So if I'm drawing which angel or spirit guide or whatever is coming to me, if I'm working with it, it that way, I'm bringing it more in, and I'm just really connecting with the energy of it. And some of the things that Crab had a couple of weeks ago, Crab is all about the emotions. It's emotional. It's also a discernment when to pick a battle, when not to. Now, think about a couple of weeks ago. This will give you something to anchor into to understand how this is flowing and moving forward. Okay, it'll make sense. A couple of weeks ago, where were you? What were you feeling like? Okay, what's it been like for you in the last couple of weeks? They remind us that maybe not all paths lead directly to our purpose or our goal. It could be that we're sidestepping around it, or we might be going through a couple of stepping stones to get there. Has it felt like you keep trying something and it goes another direction, then another direction, then another direction? If you watch a crab move, that's what they do. They go sideways, forwards, all over the place with all those little, you know, legs and claws and stuff. They're kind of careful. They're cautious. They represent the very sensitive inside of us, that sensitive inner part of us with the hard shell that's kind of like our shielding and our protection. But that was one of the things. And so that one was really picking up and going, oh, where within myself, or if this is relating to you, where within yourself were you feeling some of the yanking and tugging in 100 different directions emotionally, feeling things, feeling vulnerable, kind of like, I don't know if I want to come out. It's kind of that energy, okay? He was representing that and what we can do about it. Now, the other parts of the crab were, you know, sometimes we have to shift the focus more to the inner. And they were really urging us at that point a couple of weeks ago. And that's a lot of what the retrograde was about. Shift that focus inward, 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 okay? And, you know, it's not going to be an answer you're going to find on the outside. That's where we were a couple of weeks ago. And it was a very important time of introspection and kind of seclude yourself a little bit for that. So that was 2 weeks ago, okay? That's where we were. And then after I spent some time with that one, and it's also about, you know, fuel your curiosity in all the directions. Like, check things out. Don't be upset if something changed. Just kind of go with it. Now, you'll have opportunity to kind of reflect again. It's not going to be the last time we go through retrograde. It was just a very strong one. learn some insight from what you were experiencing. You could review, like, where was I? What was I thinking? Now that we've gone direct, you can see a little more clearly about, you know, that's what that was trying to say to me. So I thought that this one was really interesting, how it was coming up with that time. And I don't just go and pick one randomly. It comes to me. They come to me most of the time in a really strong dream. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I got to work with that one today. And that's exactly what was going on. This one was preoccupying my mind until I spent time working with it for a few weeks. So I went, I need to do this, probably for myself as much as sharing it with you. And now that we've got that one, let me bring the next one up. Now, this one was really interesting. We may go into this one a little bit more after we go to break, but this was the Black Panther. I went, whoa, Black Panther. Now think about where you were about a week ago with everything starting to rev up right before the full moon and lunar eclipse and everything just kind of crashing down all around the way we were feeling. Black Panther comes in with courage. And I apologize. I meant to say with Crab, Michael was the one that I always asked an angel to come in with each power animal to ask about that. Michael was the one, well, if you're feeling like that, you know I'm here. I'm the one that takes the fears and the insecurities away. So that was an obvious. Black Panther came through in a vision, in a dream, real strong. And I went, whoa, what is that one about? So here's Black Panther. And you can see these on the video later if you're listening to audio, because I'm putting the pictures up. And Black Panther, that one is like shape-shifting, if you want to look at it that way. It's also not being in fear in the dark. You will see clearly in the darkness. So a week ago, we probably felt like that. There was days where you might have felt really down or low or discouraged or wanting to give up, the whole nine yards. You know, like, I don't even know anymore. That one came through and it was like, stay on the course. You will see through this darkness. This too shall pass. And it comes with strength, courage, no fear, zero fear. I mean, look at those eyes. And what's interesting about this drawing is when I was done with it and I hung it, I kind of hang them with just tape. They're just done in pastels on paper. And everywhere you went in the room, the eyes were looking at you. And I didn't try to draw that like that, but it was moving. It was one of those pictures where everything kept moving around. And I went, okay, I got you. You really are coming across strong. But I felt like, I've got your back. I've got you. Work with my energy. You will see in the darkness. You will see clearly where to step and what to do. That one really brought a sense of security, almost like my watchdog, so to speak. But it was this big, beautiful Black Panther. And the mysteriousness of a Black Panther. You don't see a Black Panther unless they want you to see them. You know, they're like the fox. You know, you're not going to see those animals unless they want you to see them. And just the intensity of where it was going. Now, if this is resonating with you and there's dreams or visions or things that you really want to do or some things that are deep within you and you're still working on that, some of it you may or may not want to share with everybody else because it may be something for you to stay inward with right now. This one did come with a caution of just keep it quiet within yourself until it's a better timing for you. Because what do? They're in the shadow. They kind of hide, right? You don't see them unless they want you to see them. Same thing with your goals, dreams, and visions on that. So that was the biggest thing that came through very strongly that I was led to share with you. And the angel that I asked to come through with that, just for more clarification and how to work with that, was Archangel Ariel. Ariel comes through with the courage. So when you just, you know, maybe it's courage to stay quiet until the right timing. Maybe it's courage to just stay with it, even though it's exciting. You want to share it with everybody, but you don't want that wet blanket getting thrown on everything with the naysayers, you know, that kind of thing. maybe you just need to work a little bit more with it before you proceed and go forward. So it was little things like that. And I was just in awe how these animals, these spirit guides, were coming through with this. I was just amazed. So Black Panther came through right before that lunar eclipse. It was like time to just let that whole thing go. The emotions were probably running high. I know a lot of people that I was working with and the questions and the different things that I was receiving. And even myself, I was feeling, you know, wow, really deep. You were feeling really deep, like in that isolation, in a kind of like in a room without the lights on, without being afraid of it. That was one of the biggest things that I took away from that. And I said, thank you for that. That was wonderful. Now, I don't have enough time to go into another one until we come back from break, but I got two more. And now I just took you through 2 weeks ago and 1 week ago with some of the, now we're going to look at the other side of it and where we are currently. And it's on an upswing. I wanted to give you that background because you can relate to the past a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And if you're missing it or just tuning in, you want to listen to that because that's going to give you a gauge to follow what I'm talking about with these messages that they brought through for me to share. They had so many to share. I was like, how am I going to get all this out in an hour? But we're going to do it, right? We're going to do this. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to go into two more. And we're just going to see where we are supposed to be now and which way this is shifting in a positive direction. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the angels and animal spirit guides that are bringing messages forward. And I've been sharing the ones that I have received in the last couple of weeks. There's four of them all together. And we're going to do three and four when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism, passionate and caring. Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit SpiritualD.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
And we're back. And if you are just tuning in, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be joining us on our live video stream. You can check that out at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Now, we went over the first two. Now, I had four, so I'm really moving through this. If you missed that part, go back and listen to that archive later. We're on number three. Now, this one, now they don't always come. Those animal spirit guides, they don't always just come in a vision or a dream. Sometimes that animal or that insect or that bird is in your life all the time, like in nature, in the physical. Yes, that can happen too. And the last two came in that way, very, very specific, right after I had asked certain questions. And it was fascinating. So I'm out in my garden and I'm watering. And there it is, there it is. Let me bring this one up. It was the praying mantis. Oh, yes, the praying mantis. And it's just, you know, they're interesting to see anyway. You really don't see them very often. Again, you don't see those unless they are okay with you seeing them. I mean, you can't just go out and find them that easily. This little guy was doing his dancing jig. You know, they have that little movement they do. And they bounce. And they're looking at you, and I was like, whoa. I go, what do you want to share with me? And I had just asked, you know, for some guidance on just having some tolerance with whatever, trying to be patient, waiting for the clarity. Because didn't it feel like that over the last several weeks or months, just the clarity to come through? And we're like, when am I going to know, right? Well, praying mantis is all about the patience. And so I said, okay, got to pull the pastels out in the paper, got to draw you two. Okay, the one you're seeing, if you're watching the video, I think that's like the third time I was trying. And it was funny because I went, of course, you're about the patience. I understand now. I mean, it wasn't just, oh, whip it out. I mean, the panther came through in like 15 minutes, like boom, 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 just that quick. You know, and the other one wasn't hard either. The first one, the crab. This one, I was like, oh, that'll be pretty easy. No, it wasn't. Because I was working with the energy of the message. This is how they'll work with you. I mean, this is how my chosen path of working with them. But the praying mantis, they will come in when we're getting overrun with too much this and too much chaos and too much of that. They bring in the peace and they go, patience, slow it down. You need to remember timeouts. And why is that? If you look at the nature of a praying mantis, they will sit there all day long and wait for the perfect timing to strike when they're going after prey to eat. They don't just randomly go and miss. You know, they wait till they know 100% that they're going to be successful. And that was the biggest message right there, being patient, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And it felt like, how am I going to wait for it any longer? I know, that's what we were really feeling right before the full moon. Now, praying mantis came in about 2 days before the full moon last week. And so it was really ramping up. And I thought, wow, that's just amazing to me, just amazing. So then the final one, and this is where we are now. Okay, this one that came in, same way, right on my front door at my doorbell, cute little guy, I'm gonna bring him up, and it was a moth. Now, this one is different, and I'm going to say why, because it's kind of looking like it's not finished, because I'm actually going to put this one into something more of a painting. This is really an underpainting and a beginning of something that I'm going to detail out. Because it's where we are going, and it was a very big inspiration for myself as well, so I want to have it around. Moth energy and praying mantis energy. Angels, I didn't mean to do that. The angel that came through for praying mantis was Shamuel, which is the one that you work with one step at a time, being patient, one step at a time, calm it down. And he brings in peace as well. So that was Shamuel. And they were just supporting the message of where the spirit guides were coming in with all of it. And the angels were coming in and kind of backing that up. And this last one, the moth, that angel is Jophiel and Raziel. And here's why. The moth is an interesting one. This moth was on my doorbell, and I thought, oh, you're on the doorbell. You're going to get squished. You know, I'm like trying to move him. He's hanging on. He crawls around. He's looking at me like, I'm not going anywhere. And I'm like, okay, you're on my doorbell at my front door, and you don't want to go anywhere. And he stayed there for a few days. I thought he was dead. I actually checked a few times. No, I'm not leaving. Let me in, kind of a thing. So that's like knocking at your door. And what is it about? It's about bringing in the good stuff. Let it in. Bring it in. Receive it. And I got so excited personally. And I got excited to share with you, because I ask every time an animal or an angel comes through or spirit guide comes through, I always ask, is this for me personally, or is this something you want me to share with everyone? And this was absolutely everyone. All of the ones I'm sharing today are. But the moth is like, what's been hidden from you is now going to be revealed. Yay. Doesn't that sound good? I thought, ooh, now that's encouraging after everybody's felt like they've been walking around with blindfolders and trying to figure it out the hard way. Everything that's been hidden from you will now be revealed. And it has a lot to do with this last quarter. This is a big transformative time. We're now moved and shifting over into that higher frequency to let that good stuff in. You will only see the darker, negative side of life if that's where you focus. You're going to miss the whole show if you don't try and work with this energy. You have to choose to work and ascend higher. Nobody's going to make you if you want to stay where you are. That's the truth of it. Okay, that's the truth of it. They will, if you ask, come through. If you ask, they will come through any way they can find. It's very creative how they come through. I mean, they've come through so many different ways. I mean, look how he was hanging on the doorbell. You have to be open to the awareness of how nature, your environment, everything around you will be used as a way to send a message to you and bring it in. When you start to practice and open up that awareness to that, now it starts to bring it in and it's easier. So if everything's going to be revealed now, wow, what's that? So it's more like pay attention. It's like, pay attention. It's about to come through. And it was, you know, don't hide from yourself. Don't hide from yourself. Yes, you're going to probably want some discernment with others, you know, that may not be wanting to follow this path. I get that. Boy, do I get that. But you don't want to hide from you. You want to hear that. You want to connect, and you want to really dive into this one. This is good. Now, it's time to transform. This is all about the moth. It's time to transform all of your emotional energy away from the drama. I mean, if you watch the news, are we talking drama or what? I mean, there's some bad stuff going on. I'm not discounting that. But you've got to shift your emotions into the higher frequency if that's where you want to go. This is a choice you can make, okay? Right now is a great time to choose, okay? There is a lot that your heart, the moth energy also brought in. And it's working with the energy of that spirit animal guide is how that works. It was like, listen to your heart. What is your heart trying to tell you? Are you shutting it down? Are you keeping it closed? Have you had an aching heart? Have you had interesting physical symptoms around that and there's nothing wrong? Your heart's opening up. Your chakra, your heart chakra is probably busting open. All it takes is a little crack in there and the light comes in, right? Think about it that way. Now, this came through very positively and inspired me incredibly. That's why I'm going to work with this and complete it into a bigger painting. You're just seeing a basic quick one here because I wanted to share that with you. You know, most artists don't want you to see everything until it's finished. None of these were really finished things. They were quick sketches, but this one's done differently with mixed media. So I'm going to finish this one because it's inspiring me through these next couple of months. You want to have faith in your dreams and what you know is right for you, and you don't want to lose faith in yourself. Now, which angels came through? Jophiel. Jophiel, for one, is about when you need to think more positively. Hey, okay. You need to think more positively. If you're struggling with that, ask Jophiel to help you with that. Raziel, Archangel Raziel. Oh, yes. He's always interesting to work with. But he's the one that is all about the manifesting and the magic of the universe, you know? This is the time for miracles to come through. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago in the show. Well, it's time to start working with them and be proactive. I mean, I couldn't be more excited about this. And that's just me. And all I can do is share everything that I possibly can with you. Now, Moth, you know, he moves you from the darkness and the shadow. It's transformative, kind of like a butterfly. You're in the transformation and the metamorphosis. And then, you know, it's about finding the light in the darkness. And I thought, oh, how refreshing. So the way they came in over the last couple of weeks, and then we end up with this simple little moth. It seems like a simple little moth, but it's a beautiful energy to work with right now. So praying mantis and moth would be very good animal spirit guides to ask for some assistance to work with that energy. And you can do that. Sometimes they come directly to you and sometimes they don't, but you can ask to work with them. And I've asked all my questions and then they've received, and then I've asked an angel to come in with each one. And I've absolutely loved every second of this. So that's the four. We have one more segment, and I have an email question that I'm going to answer that's relating to the show. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, and I hope that this has been inspiring and encouraging for you if you follow along what it's been like for the last few weeks with these animals. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Calling all Intuit's healers and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
And we're back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or maybe you're watching our video stream. We're really having a good time with that. We had a little interesting thing happen last week, but that was during retrograde. So I think we're back on to this week. Anyway, we're in that last segment. We just did the four animal spirit guides that came through. So if you missed any of that, please grab the archive. The angels that support that message. And it went over the last couple of weeks and into where we are right now. So there's a lot of encouragement. It's about being okay and trusting what you can't see yet. And everything that came through was all the support in whichever area you might be having a little bit of challenge with. Now is not the time to give up. It is not the time to give up. So we're going to finish out. I have one question that came in this week that I want to share. And this is from a listener named Rennie. And she says, "Hi, Jen. I want to say that I've been looking forward to this show all week." Well, thank you there, Rennie. I appreciate that. "I love angels, and they have been giving me many signs, especially through numbers 444, 1111, and recently 222. Love that. Love that. The 444s, if you're focusing with angels, four in numerology means balance. It also, another meaning is that you're being surrounded by the angels. So they're letting you know they hear you and they're with you. 1111 or any of the ones, you know, repetitive ones, that's transformation. You're changing, big changes coming, and they can be very positive. You want to focus on positive change. You want to make sure you're not focusing on the things you're worried about. So whenever you see that, if you're not focusing positive, make sure you shift it. And then recently she said the 222. And that one, again, reiterating what we've been talking about with trust, that's about trusting everything right now, trusting that it's all coming together. You may not see the full outcome at the end yet. You have to let go of that part. And that's fun for a lot of people right now. They're like, "Well, I want to know how it's going to play out." You know, they want to know all the answers before they make a commitment. And that's not what this faith and trust is about with the soul growth. You have to go and listen to the heart, and you have to trust within yourself, not what somebody else tells you. And this is about letting go, trusting, and having the faith. So that's what the 222 is. They are telling you that. And then she continues on, and different color feathers also. Work with color, the energy of colors. I see different colors as well. And so the different colors can bring an indication of what energy they're trying to show you. I wouldn't be able to answer all of that this quickly, but that would go into the color and the energy of color metaphysically. For example, I see the white feathers if it's a message from someone I love, or especially with angels, I see that a lot. Sometimes the message is coming through the angel for the loved one that's crossed over. Everybody has a little bit of a different journal that they have with that. I would journal all the colors that you're seeing and do your homework with that. And her question, now she has a question. What exactly are they trying to tell me? The twos were where it is right now. They want you to trust. Trust, 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 have faith, and let go of all the fears and worries and fretting. It feels like a fretting energy that you just fret. That might be something you're just used to doing. So it's going to be letting go of trying to create a drama around it. I know. Try to get away from that. And then can you help me figure out what I've been called for and what angels are around me? Actually, it sounds like you've got quite a few. Your guardian angel's quite active. And Michael is definitely with you right now because there's fears to release and second guessing to release, which are kind of like cinder blocks around that are holding you back. So Michael and guardian angel will definitely be working with you quite a bit with that. That's what I feel. Figure out what I'm being called for. You're being called to awaken to the fifth dimension. You're being called to awaken to a higher connection with yourself. No matter what you're doing, that's what we're all being called for. So I'm going to say that because that's what you need to hear. And that's what they're pushing me to tell you. They just enjoy this incredible journey with them. That's what they want you to know right now. You need to let go of all the details of the end result right now, because you are in a metamorphosis, in a big transition right now. And it's a very positive one. So keep the focus on that. You're looking for what is bringing that passion out in your heart and your hat, you know, what you love and can't wait to get back to doing. That's what you're looking for. And when you want to know that you can trust what, and there's the trust again, what you're connecting to, ask them to shield up. That's why Michael's around you so much. He wants you to know that you're safe. One of the tips that I can give everybody that is not sure about what they're connecting with is the higher divine messages that come through, whether it comes through the angels or comes, you know, in your prayers or how you receive divine answers and prayers. It's going to be a consistent answer. It's not going to keep going all over the place. Now, you do go through stepping stones and go through journey. I'm not talking about that. But when it's all over the place, erratic, and all that fear is all around everything, that's low. That's low frequency. So you want to shield up. Let Michael help you with that. Your guardian angel's watching your back. And they're definitely letting you know that they hear. But you, they want you to work on the trust. Those twos were the strongest thing. They were coming through at me like a neon sign. Work with the energy of that message. Trust is your big one right there. And I want to say thank you. She's saying thank you and to the show. She called it a beautiful show, and she says it's her favorite. So, wow, I feel very humbled and honored, and I'm glad you are a listener, and welcome to the family. I feel that, you know, with everything going on, with so much change so fast, that's a lot of why we feel like, well, wait a minute, that's going so fast. I don't know about that. That's why I'm trying to bring you something every week that keeps you in the game for ascension, keeps you in the game. Because yes, yeah, you can feel isolated because this has been that year of going inward, and that's not about being outside of you. It's the inward is because you're being called to connect with your higher self and your spark that is the connection to the divine, to be in that connection. So your frequency raises. Your heart opens up, and now it that will naturally align you with what purpose you can do next. You probably had all kinds of purposes. I mean, it's not just one. I mean, I know that I change what I'm doing all the time. Creative energy will really help you tap into that, which I'm enjoying right now, obviously, with my art form. Do it. Maybe you just sing along with the radio. It's a creative form. Maybe you just listen to music. Maybe you just enjoy gardening. Maybe you enjoy decorating. All of that is a creative form. Maybe you enjoy journaling or writing. If you were to do something in the creative outlet that just helps you come up with a new way to do something, it really helps engage the spiritual side of you. And you'll feel the connections will come in easier. Like I said earlier, if you just ask, all you got to do is ask. You ask and they come through. That's what they do. You ask, they come through. You ask an angel, they will answer you. Rennie is receiving answers all over the place. And then it was like, well, kind of trust it. I don't know. Yes, no, yes, no. Yes, it feels like that if you're not used to that. And if you're used to listening to what somebody else is telling you. Yeah, it can feel that way. But I'm sharing how it was connecting with me, not to show you that this is the only way. When I was doing that with the spirit animals today, it's to show you, here's a way they work with me. Maybe you will see something in this that will help click for you on how they're connecting to you. And that was my purpose and goal, and to share the messages they gave me that were so inspiring. So I hope you've enjoyed this little journey through animal spirit guides and the angels that work with them. And I want to say thank you so much to everyone that tunes into the show. We appreciate you too. We're working really hard to bring you lots of interesting topics on the show. We brought the video in because we want to be more visual, especially with me as an artist. I want to do that more with you. I want to be able to show you things. And, you know, even if you're just listening on audio and you want to catch the video later, you can do that. Go over to my website. You can see all the details there, and you can also grab a free class. I have free classes over there on the front page, and just enjoy the journey and the ascension into something better. That's where we're going, guys. And we've gotten through some tough stuff. So I'm embracing the last quarter of the year, no matter what the news says, as positive change. And I'm asking you to join me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.